This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill.
So how much should a drug cost? It's one of the most pressing questions in healthcare right now. Prescription drug spending has spiked in the last 2 years. The public says controlling prices is a top priority. That's as the FDA has sped up the process of approving drugs, putting more pressure on insurers to figure out just how valuable new pharmaceuticals actually are. From our health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein takes a look at one new and expensive class of drugs.
New drugs can literally save a person's life. Dr. Jay Edelberg believes a new drug his company, Sanofi, has developed may end up doing just that by lowering cholesterol, what he calls LDLs.
The incredible relief that so many of our patients have had, knowing that for the first time in their lives, or for the first time after a heart attack, their LDLs are actually a treatment goal, has really been stunning.
Enter new drugs known as, and you may start hearing this name a lot, PCSK9 inhibitors. Earlier this year, the FDA approved Sanofi's drug and one from Amgen. Each company has listed prices running at more than $14,000 a year. But clinicians say for select people, this may be their only option.
It sounds like it should be a slam dunk.
Dr. Stephen Pearson runs the Institute for Clinical and Economic Review.
But we don't know yet for sure whether they will reduce heart attacks and strokes. And in the meantime, they're also very expensive.
To Pearson, these drugs raise essential questions. Namely, as the FDA approves more medication with less data, how do we determine a drug's actual value? While the product is already on the market, it may take 24 months before Sanofi can say whether someone's less at risk for a stroke or heart attack. Peter Pitts is an FDA consultant.
The price can't be considered a stagnant proposition. It needs to be a vibrant, living thing.
Pitt says what's new now is that insurers and drug makers must accept that if the drug's working, reward it. If it's not, don't pay for it. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.